This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. This week's election was a banner day for Republicans across the country, for folks who don't like fracking in Denton, and for rodeo fans. That's because voters in Fort Worth approved money that will help build a $450 million arena. I'm joined by Fort Worth's Mayor, Betsy Price. Mayor Price, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
I'm delighted to be here, and thank you for coming to visit with us.
A $500 million for a rodeo arena. That's a lot of gold belt buckles.
Well, it's not just a rodeo arena. It's a multi-purpose arena, and it'll be, obviously, in 5 years when it's open, be named something else. But the idea is 12 to 14 concerts a year, graduations, basketball, but also a nice chance to grow our rodeo and our equestrian events. Had we been a standalone city, not closely connected to Dallas and Grand Prairie and all, we would have probably had an arena this size already.
You've had a lot of success convincing voters to dig into their pockets, the $300 million bond package in May, this arena vote in November. There's so much resistance to government spending out there. How do you get around that?
Well, Fort Worth is a very high-growth city, and our citizens realize the need for the increase. This arena project is not going to hit our bottom line. It's no increase to property taxes. 50% of this is a gift from private sector to the public. So citizens see it as a really good deal, and we had a great mandate to build it.
You're mayor of a town that sits atop the Barnett Shale. This city has boomed since hydraulic fracturing arrived. There is some opposition to fracking, though, especially in Azle and Reno, northwest of here, where the earthquakes broke out last year. Do you think what happened in Denton this week, is there any chance of that happening in Fort Worth?
I don't see that happening here in Fort Worth. We've been very responsible about how we did it, and we were at the cutting edge as an urban city on the fracking, and there's always some opposition to anything like that. But basically, our citizens have been very, very pleased with it, and the issues with the earthquakes and things seem largely to be related to saltwater disposal wells, and we don't allow those any longer in Fort Worth.
You're just back from a trip to China. I wonder what lessons you learned there.
One thing I did learn is, I'm very, very much Texan, and when I open my international speeches, I always say, howdy, y'all, and I've discovered there's no interpretation for that. The interpreters look at you like you're crazy, and I just go, just say howdy, y'all. What we learned is that there is a huge demand for this to be an international area. American Airlines, while we were there, announced the direct flight to Beijing. That flight alone is worth $200 million to our local economy on an annual basis. We signed an agreement with NGC to build their North American headquarters at Alliance up here, and NGC makes the wind turbine gearboxes. And there's just a lot of interest in doing business with this region.
So this election's history now. What is it, 3 days ago? There's another election for Fort Worth mayor next year. Will Betsy Price be on the ballot?
Absolutely. There's just a lot to do in Fort Worth. I love what I'm doing. I've had great connection with our citizens. And if I have an opponent, we'll just run a good campaign and let the citizens speak.
Betsy Price, mayor of Fort Worth, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.